Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Folks, I have with me a man on fire. He identifies himself as the most blessed man alive. I watched his YouTube video. I was literally jumping out of my seat. I quickly emailed Cedarville and I'm like, this is amazing. You're an answer to prayer. How you doing, Tunji?
I'm currently still the most blessed man alive. And it's because, I'm telling you, God spoils me with great people. So that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm extremely excited to be here. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to feed just as much as I'm fed. So
you know what Fee said about you? I talked to Sarah yesterday and she said, you are so lucky to get Tunji to come to Cedarville Entrepreneurship Camp. Her quote was, he is so motivating. He can push a truck down the road with a wet spaghetti noodle. This is what she said. Is this true?
I haven't tried yet. So in the meantime, I'll say possible.
And I thought that says it all. I want to share with people a little bit about Fee, because Fee, how did you get, Fee's new to me. How did you get associated with Fee?
What's so beautiful about it is when you're on your own journey, you find different organizations in alignment with you. Ooh, so my entrepreneurship journey was really focused on helping Black men become the healthiest version of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So I talk about holistic health, mental, emotional, nutrition, physical, just bringing it all together. And I thought my main focus was one-on-one, right? And it was overwhelming and I didn't have all the pieces together myself.
That's right.
But what I did do is every day on Instagram and TikTok, I would post a motivational video for myself, right? Because my vocation is speaking. So how do I inspire myself while inspiring others while also building my skill set and my brand? So just through that consistency. And about a year and a half into it, I met a brother that was working with Fee and he was like, you're talented, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we want you as one of our speakers. And then he introduced me to Fee. It was Kamau Olatunji and TK Coleman at the time. And then they introduced me with everybody else, Javier, all these great people with aligned visions for, you know, freedom and high moral character and the power of entrepreneurship and business and creativity. You know, you find all this alignment and it was a beautiful journey in the sense of it started off, I was writing curriculum, right? I had never given an hour long speech before. I went to University of Georgia. I gave my commencement address, but that was 5 minutes. Yes, it was in front of thousands.
That's a big honor though, man. Wow. Yeah.
And I don't think I was valedictorian because I definitely wasn't. UGA, I was blessed again because what they do is they let you audition. You write a speech and you audition in front of the SGA president and a few other deans and they vote on the best speech and that person gets to give one of the commencement address.
Are you serious?
My graduation, my speech was voted the best. And that was one of those things that I like, okay, I could do this for a career.
Wow, that's no joke. I saw your trailer and a couple things about it stuck out to me. So you and I are, first of all, we're even connected because we have this upcoming thing called Q Camp. We call it Q. It stands for Cedarville University Entrepreneurship Camp. And I'll tell you what, I'm a brand new professor. I'm an entrepreneur for 20 years, but I'm new to professorship. But first thing I did, Tunji, is I asked the young people, let's kill the old name. Their old name was called the Startup Society. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the Startup Society, but I said, look, entrepreneurship is a mindset, not a minor.
Yeah.
You like that? It's a mindset, not a major. Yeah. In other words, you got to think like an entrepreneur. Everybody in every industry, in my opinion, needs to think like an entrepreneur. Innovation, creativity, right. Partnerships, networks. But when we started planning this camp, Dr. Heyman kept saying, I want you to partner with this Fee, you know. And I'm like, what's Fee? You know, and I learned and I thought, okay, that's cool. And then we didn't get assigned a speaker, and I kept getting nervous. I'm like, oh man, are they even going to have a speaker? And then when I just got your video within the last week, man, I'm telling you, I was thanking the Lord. And here's why. In the video, you are with students. They are laughing. You're fist bumping them. You are inspiring them. You're in these assemblies. I can tell that you're motivating, but I can tell that the content of your video was, man, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Where do you get fed? You mentioned about feet. Where do you get fed the content about entrepreneurship?
Really, it's two things. I would say, number one, my journey, because I was a classroom teacher for 7 years. And now my major thing as an entrepreneur is the skill sets I developed in the classroom, the moving around the classroom, the how to interact with students, the different ways I taught. So what I'll do in the speech that I give at the camp, I'll talk about the multiple intelligence theory and how every student in that classroom thinks differently.
Well, from, you're talking like kinesthetic, emotional, verbal. Okay, interesting.
Absolutely. And leveraging that for students to succeed. So if a student is a musical intelligence, either I write a song or I have them write a song that breaks down the content. And they have to show they know it.
Wow. Because some students are sitting there thinking, I'm dumb. I'm an idiot. School's not for me. And you're like, no, no, no. It's not that you're not smart. It's not this, that you're smart in a different way.
Absolutely. And my whole thing is, I want them to leave my classroom understanding something they can leverage for the rest of their life. That I would have teacher's assistants where I said, some of you will be a better teacher than ever I ever could be. And that's my hope. So, you know, we're going to put you in a training ground right now. And they're standing in front of the classroom and they're going through the lesson that I taught them the day before. And then I have students that are, you know, the ones that talk too much. And now they're the ones standing in front of the classroom and they're thriving. Where in every other class, they've always gotten in trouble. Because my main thing is understanding that my voice got me in trouble for talking too much from fourth grade. Right? A lot of people can relate, but a lot of people kill their voice. They don't learn how to become a speaker. They don't learn how to become a counselor. They don't learn how to become all these different things. But if somebody is doing it, they're living it as an entrepreneur. They've showed you a pathway for it being really tangible to something we look at entrepreneurship as intangible. Mm. And then I just try and make it ways to be very touchable. Like I can grasp this. I can make this a pathway. So I give them a pathway, but you can't force anybody to walk down it. Yes, you love to draw. How do we turn that into something? And then give them an idea. And the question is, do they run with it?
That is so good. I mean, just like you started looking at what I do, I started following you. And man, I'm into flow. I've studied Stephen Kotler and Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi and, you know, all this stuff. But I'll tell you what, do you care if we watch your trailer? I just think it's so good.
Absolutely.
Can we watch it? I want to watch that. So everybody, I want you to watch this, listen to it. If you're only listening via audio, no problem. You can find it on YouTube. Tunji, Adebayo.
Adebayo.
Adebayo. Revolution of One. Let's watch. And thanks, Tunji, for letting me play this.
The thought I wake up with every morning is make your bed. Make your bed. And in a world where you can stare at all the things you can't do, that one thing in the morning makes me say, okay, what else can I do? And then I start focusing on what other little thing can I do? And then it becomes a domino effect for everything else. And when you start paying attention to all the little things around you, there are no big things. And that's how I walk into the world. Now they see the lightness, they see the joy, they see the energy. And I get to explain, this isn't just magic. This was earned. My name is Tunji Adebayo, and I'm a businessman, I'm a teacher, I'm a storyteller, and I'm an ambassador for the Foundation for Economic Education. And I was born in Lagos, Nigeria, and I moved with my family to Georgia in 1995 when I was 5 years old. I'm the youngest of nine. I move in the world in a certain way. And my mom raised me with a certain mentality of you're going to step out into the world, and what's going to be unique about you is you're going to love the world and it's going to love you back. And teaching really is the most important thing I've done with my life. My whole idea with being a teacher is I looked at other black men like me in high school that were funny, charismatic, open, sharp, and they weren't getting the same opportunities I was. And I realized the only difference between me and them was the community. For me, my entire life, the expectation was up here and it was a standard. And they gave me pathways to get there. And I said, okay, if I could do that same thing for other young black students and brown and white, everyone, if I could do it for other people in real life, I could do it for anybody. And I said, okay, this is the path I'm supposed to take. Benjamin E. May said, we are all created to do something unique and something distinctive. And if we do not do it, it will never be done. That's how I started looking at myself and looking at my students and said, you were born for something that we desperately need. And if you don't do it, that's why our community starts to fall apart. And so I say, I believe in revolution of one because I believe in me. I believe the more you grow as an individual, the more you grow as a businessman, a businesswoman, the more you're able to impact naturally. If you genuinely change, other people start to genuinely change around you.
Tunji was amazing. It wasn't just like he was here to do a job. He engaged with the students. He knew the right things to make them stay with him.
Especially as I've gone to different cities and you see somebody that it hits them at the perfect moment, especially the students that are struggling, that are trying to figure themselves out. School isn't necessarily clicking for them.
He taught us that not every one person is the same, and I'm more than what I think I am. You know, I can do a lot more than I think I can do.
So my whole job is to step into this school, step into this church, step into this room, wherever I get to go. Say, how do I make something click differently for you? And then that entrepreneurship starts to click. You start making connections for them. Here's a pathway that you can use to thrive. No matter what it looks like now, keep walking down your path. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're an entrepreneur. I've learned that entrepreneurship is one of the greatest opportunities for creative expression, to be who you really are and also thrive. It's freedom. Entrepreneurship isn't just starting a business. It's creating a bridge across that freedom that exists between people. Here's how you can do it for yourself too. Small shifts can change everything for you.
An event like today gives them a chance to be challenged a little in what they're thinking about and what they've been thinking about, and it makes them be creative with what they want for their future.
My favorite part of the event was getting to learn different things about myself and learning how those might come in handy in the future when I'm trying to start my own business or when I'm interacting with people.
So I like to be super practical with them as well. Let them know it's not a fairy tale in the sense of you just wake up tomorrow and it's like, my dreams came true. No, it's years of cultivating this thing. I can give you pathways, but I can't figure it out for you.
This is a great opportunity. I've learned so much and I feel way better and I feel a little bit more motivated. So
my talks, it's all about engagement. So if I can get them to get that look of where they're with me, but they're also with themselves, and they're asking the question, is this going to work for me? That's what I'm looking for.
Having a speaker who also understands our students and has connected with them in multiple different ways, it was able to help our students understand that they have a lot of different skills and a lot of different talents to bring to the world.
He should definitely bring this message to every school, because I think it was really important to listen to.
If I can just really be honest and be in the moment with them, it becomes something that they can use. It becomes a journey that they go on for themselves. So that's my obsession. And that's what I seek to do. Showing people their value and helping them cultivate it, because we need it.
That is gold, man. Listen, I know it was painful to watch yourself because we just all, you know, we don't see our greatness, but I wanted you to watch it because, you know, it's amazing. I mean, first of all, the videographer crushed it, but but it gave you a 360 view, the student, the teacher, the entrepreneur, the backstory. What do you see when you see a video like that? Like, what do you feel? What do you feel inside?
Joy, fulfillment. Because what's so funny is when I watch the video, I don't see myself. I see those kids. I see the students.
Interesting.
I remember their faces. I remember their smiles. I remember those moments. And I really feel gratitude.
Really?
To be able to share something that matters, right? That can be useful. Because some students, school is the only place that they're safe, and at the same time, it's a prison.
What do you mean?
Right. So some students are going through so much at home. school isn't necessarily anywhere that they truly feel like it's going to lead me somewhere. Especially when I go into some high schools in rougher neighborhoods and rougher areas, kids that are just
it's like they have to go.
Exactly. They're empty. And then some of them believe they have talent, believe they have something, but just school could not unlock it for them. Right. Nobody's really came in and said the fact that you get distracted and draw all the time can be your greatest advantage.
Mm.
You've drawn every day for a year.
Someone hasn't connected the dots between their
somebody path hasn't connected the dots
in a profession. Interesting. Because I'll be honest. Like, you know, I'm just going to be a hater for a second. Tunji, you're way too talented. Why are you with those kids, man? Like, come on, man. You should be doing something bigger. You ever feel that? You ever feel like you got so much talent and who's going to miss these kids anyway? I'm trying to fire you up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I have a Morpheus complex. I'm not the chosen one, right? Right. You only think you're him. You only think I'm him because you haven't seen the next one fully step up. Like, I consider myself, I'm not Jesus. I'm John the Baptist. I'm a young wild boy in the woods eating honey and locusts and telling you the chosen one is coming. So
that's interesting. But see, that takes a lot of humility because there's not many people that preach and teach a number two mentality. Everyone wants to be number one, but you're saying, look, no. I'm the guide. You ever hear of Donald Miller's Story Brand?
No, I haven't.
Donald Miller's Story Brand, you should read the book. I teach his book, but it's marketing. And it says that in marketing, if a business presents themselves as the hero instead of the guide, they actually lose clients.
Mm.
Because clients come to a business to be their own hero. And they're skeptical if the branding is positioning itself as we're the hero. Look at us.
Yeah.
Instead, the business should be Morpheus or Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you nailed it. You nailed it, man. You basically are saying, but that takes a lot of humility.
And I also think but it's really practical, right? It just makes sense, especially when I'm trying to do so. If you're trying to transform communities, it's ridiculous to say that, okay. Well, it's not ridiculous, but it's hopeful to feel like it can be done in one generation. And if I want something to outlive me and it to be meaningful, there is no way to do it but through other people.
Wow. So you are already thinking legacy from absolutely a young age.
So it's really creating systems where long after I'm gone, this is thriving and your name doesn't matter. I'm living a full life now.
Wow. But
it's this thing that came through me. Like, I can create fruit that people are going to eat off from generations to come. While I live a beautiful life during this time, what more could you ask for?
But see, that's really hard because we all see the, you know, I hang around all kinds of people. But lately I've been thinking about athletes because they just, you know, I like wrestling. You know, Ohio State Buckeyes, we published the main coach, Tom Ryan. Tom Ryan's a good coach because he believes what you believe. I exist to help the next athlete in their Olympic dream. Most people, though, they're still living in the shadow of, hey, when I was a wrestler,
man,
it was my moment of glory. And they keep chasing that. And it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but they cannot create a new future. They're still living in the past. What do you think?
And I think there's a lot of people where it's scary to continue growing.
Oh.
Like entrepreneurship, that's why I love it. It's,
yes,
it's in battle with your fears. There, you always have something that you're afraid of, but sometimes it's so scary that we push it away. It's not even in our mind. It doesn't even exist. Sometimes somebody exposes it to us and realize, oh, I've been sitting in this pocket of time scared for a minute. Like you asked about my book. I wrote it at the top of last year in like 2 months. And then because I made up the excuse of I'm waiting on an illustrator and all these different things, I didn't touch it for a year and a half.
Are you serious?
In myself, it was, you're not good enough. right?
Yeah.
It can be better. And I started like two or three other books and just, and they're sitting there too. And I'm like, this one is basically done. Polish it and go over that fear and move forward. So I think a lot of these coaches, a lot of these people, if they would accept their own fears that would move them forward in a different direction, they wouldn't be stuck on their past greatness.
I got something to show you. Because you got to remember, this is my wheelhouse. Working with authors, okay? So here's my podcast episode. It's called Procrastination is Pride.
Mm.
So you know why I think you were too scared?
Why?
Because you were focused on yourself. Because here's Seth Godin teaches this. Seth Godin teaches that Tunji has the water and someone else is dying in the desert, his future reader. And what Tunji is thinking about is, yeah, but there's a mark there on the glass.
Facts.
You know what? And that's got a scratch in it. And so, you know, I'm not going to give him the water that's going to give him refreshment because they might not think the bottle's the best.
That is absolutely spot on.
What do you think?
That is brilliant.
But I just know because, I mean, listen, I got authors all the time. I was just done with her. You know, she's a burn victim and she's helping people in Nicaragua. It's true that we need to get over ourselves about how good or how bad we are, because that's what entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs solve other people's problem and they're just the vessel. They're not the main message. What do you think?
Absolutely. And it makes me think one of the core things that have defined me, I shared it in the video, and it was really what made my classroom special. Because my classroom, it's not necessarily that we had the best scores in the state, but
it looks amazing.
Right? They students knew that they had something to offer that we couldn't get anywhere else. And they knew that everybody has something to differ, and it's your responsibility to bring out the best in somebody else by being the best version of yourself. So it's this concept called Ubuntu, the South African concept. It means
ooh.
I am. Yeah, it means I am because we are. And this is a story I love to tell. I tell it every year at the beginning of the school year because I didn't really understand the term, but it's really a way to look at community. Mm. This anthropologist, a scientist that studies people, went to South Africa to learn about this tribe. And he was really, it was brilliant the way he set up this experiment. Because if you go to adults in any community, they're going to put on the best face.
Yes.
Right? But kids are ridiculous.
They're real.
They're real with you. So what he did is, he lined up all the kids and he got a fruit basket and put it by a tree down the way. He put in fruit, candy, things he knew they would love. And then he said, first one to the fruit basket, get all the fruits for yourself. So, of course, the kids line up. You think they're about to take off. The anthropologist says 3, 2, 1. And when he says go, the kids look at each other, smile, look at the anthropologist, start laughing at him a little bit. They hold hands. They walk over to the fruit basket, sit down around it and start sharing the fruit and candy and eating it together. No hesitation.
Really?
And the anthropologist was confused. It's like, why wouldn't at least one person run and go get it? Like some of the, and then he asked them, like, especially one that was fastest, and it would seem that he would easily win. He said, why won't you get it for yourself? And he said, Ubuntu, I am because we are. Right? There is no me separate of someone else.
Wow.
And I just think it's really tangible for us where there are ways that we are connected in ways that we don't even understand. Like yawning, for example. If I start yawning right now, you may start yawning too. And it's something called social contagion. Where they say, like, this is one theory, that if my brain is dehydrated, or not dehydrated, but low on oxygen and I'm sleepy, I'll yawn, like, to oxygenate my brain. And if your brain is feeling the same, my yawn will trigger your brain to say, I need the same thing.
Wow.
Try and satisfy the same need. That's why everybody doesn't yawn. But if it's early in the morning and these 30 people are tired, these 30 people are going to yawn in unison because we're connected whether we want to be or not.
And but see, this is the goal that I love your perspective because, like, I gave you a little tip about book, but you gave me a big tip about your thing. And this is why I think people need to come to Q, Cedarville University Entrepreneurship. Where else can you get this type of African wisdom. It's amazing. And your book's amazing. And I can't wait for the 30 lessons or whatever you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But listen, we're almost out of time, but I want to share with people your own personal website too. And it's literally called Rhyme, RHYME LLC.com. Rhyme LLC.com. What are they going to find? What are they going to find on this website?
So they'll find my mentality, my mission, what the business is about, and they'll find a system to that they can use to live a full life, to what I call thrive in the darkness. So how do you create your own life in the darkness? So no matter how difficult life is, you do these six drops and you'll find yourself thriving, not surviving, but thriving, body, mind, and spirit. And then you'll also find where services, you'll be able to book me as a speaker. There's some offerings I have as far as coaching teachers, some social emotional learning development. Or seminars that I do, different partners that I've had, like a few videos that, so I've worked with Teach for America. I've worked with, it's called the Village Initiative, where I coach black male teachers in LA. Mm-hmm. And I work with something called Business Innovators, where it's in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's, the CEO is, I believe her name is Miss Watson. Oh, I don't want to mess up her name.
Are you from Atlanta, by the way?
Yeah, I was raised in Atlanta.
Where do you live right now?
Mama's in Marietta, so that's a home, but I live in East Point.
But you live near Atlanta?
Yeah, right near Hartsfield-Jackson, the airport.
I'm coming to Atlanta in end of June, so we'll connect at our Q camp and then maybe. But this is fantastic. I know I followed you. I think I followed you on Instagram. You're on Instagram?
Absolutely. Yeah, my Instagram, my TikTok, everything is at The Most Blessed Man Alive. One word, The Most Blessed Man Alive. And I post every day a Rhyme 365. That's a short motivational speech from myself on an African proverb or a quote just to get my day going.
Oh, that's
and
good.
The question is, how do I win in a way where somebody else wins? Right. So I do it for me, but it's that beautiful selfishness where it's hard to, if you take care of yourself properly, you also take care of your community. And that's what entrepreneurship is.
That's right.
If you stop, like you let the pride go and give everybody the water you have to offer, we can all drink. That's and we so all have good. Different flavors of water to offer.
Oh, man, that's so good. Well, listen, I cannot wait till this event. I'm going to be sitting in the back taking notes. I'm going to be blowing you up on social, too, because I just can't help it. I'll be filming you all over. But Tunji, thank you so much. And I just think Cedarville's blessed, Fee's blessed, you and me are both blessed. So we're going to learn a lot from you at Q Camp.
I look forward to it. Anybody that's listening, come to the camp. Bring your kids to the camp. Bring your kids to the camp. Let's make it happen. I look forward to it. It's going to be great.
Thanks for joining us today, Tunji.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.